Suit Yourself by Mary Daheim. Chapter 1. Judith Grover McMonagle Flynn took one look at the newspaper headline, released the brake on her wheelchair, and rolled into the kitchen. "I'm not sure it's safe to go into the hospital," she said to her husband, Joe Flynn. "Look at this." Joe, who had just come in through the back door, hung his all-weather jacket on a peg in the hallway and stared at the big, bold front-page headline. "Actress dies following routine surgery. John Fremont succumbs after minor foot operation."
"Who's John Fremont?"
Joe asked after kissing his wife on the cheek.
"The explorer? No wonder he wrecked his feet going over all those mountains. Huh, I thought he was already dead."
"He's been dead for over 100 years, Judith replied. "It's a
shame the local newspaper doesn't jump on those stories faster,"
Joe interrupted.
"What's Queen Victoria up to this week?"
Judith made a face at Joe. "It's a typo," she said in a testy voice. "It's supposed to be Joan Fremont. See, there it is in the lead. You know who she is. We've seen her in several local stage productions. She is... was a wonderful actress." Joe frowned as he read deeper into the story.
"Geez, don't these people proofread anymore?"
"That's not my point," Judith asserted. "That's the second well-known person in 3 weeks to peg out at Good Cheer Hospital. I'm getting scared to go in next Monday for my hip replacement."
Joe opened the cupboard and got out a bottle of scotch.
"You mean Somoza, the pitcher? That's no mystery. He was probably full of amphetamines."